Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 12th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. This Thursday, all Californians 16 and older can book appointments for the free COVID-19 vaccine. Los Angeles County residents can get a jump on this starting tomorrow at vaccination sites run by the City of LA. It's worth noting 16 and 17-year-olds can only get the Pfizer vaccine. Across the U.S., millions of people have gotten the shots with only minor side effects. It helps to drink plenty of water before and after. KPCC's Jackie 48 tells you about something that you should avoid before you get your first shot.
If possible, skip over-the-counter pain relievers before you get the vaccine. Yale University researchers found that those medications reduce your body's ability to create antibodies. If you typically take over-the-counter pain medication, talk to your doctor. The CDC says it's okay to take them after your appointment if you get any soreness in your arm. It also says some people who have dermal fillers in their face have experienced swelling near the site of the filler injection, so that's something to bear in mind, but they emphasize that getting the vaccine is safe. The CDC also says try not to get other vaccines for a couple weeks. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Vaccine passports are mobile apps that give users a way to show they've been vaccinated against COVID-19 or tested negative for the virus. Proponents say the digital vaccine passports are an efficient way to help people return to pre-pandemic activities safely. But they've also led to concerns about equity and privacy rights. The governors of Florida and Texas, for example, have gone so far as to ban their use, although the ban in Texas is more limited. One vaccine passport app currently being beta tested in LA and Miami-Dade County is called iOpen. That's the letter I and the word open. Vawani Roy Chowdhury is a professor of electrical and computer engineering at UCLA, and he is a consultant for iOpen.
I truly believe that something like this app is really needed to jumpstart our economy, and it can really help a whole renormalization of our society.
iOpen says it's providing 15 million activation codes for the app to colleges and universities for free. Los Angeles County reported 546 new cases of COVID-19 and 10 additional deaths yesterday. Also, hospitalizations in LA County dropped just below 500. Orange County reported another 196 cases and 8 additional deaths due to COVID yesterday. Firefighters have been able to get the COVID-19 vaccine for months now, but many are declining to get it. KPCC science reporter Jacob Margolis says that one local fire department is tapping into behavioral science to convince their people to get the shots.
Last fall, a survey showed that 45% of LA County fire employees didn't want to get the vaccine. The organization's medical director, Dr. Clayton Kazan, knew that they'd have to figure out ways to convince people otherwise. So they put out a whole lot of science videos and did a whole bunch of Q&As. And they made it so that to decline the vaccine, firefighters had to come down to a vaccination site and say no in person. Dr. Clayton Kazan.
If you're sitting at a station with five people who are all kind of grumpy and don't want to get it, it's a lot easier to say no than when you have to show up to an area where you see your friends stepping up and taking it. Maybe you'll just kind of roll your eyes and roll up your sleeve.
That's the whole behavioral science part. People generally want to do what their peers are doing, so they normalized getting the vaccine and made it easier to say yes than to say no. And the methods seem to have worked. An estimated 70% of their firefighters have now been vaccinated. Covering science, I'm Jacob Margolis.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.